Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Puckulator. I am here with my co-host, Carrie Zane, Mom. So we really kind of liked what version we did last episode of Missing Teeth.
With can never have enough of missing of teeth missing conversation. Teeth.
So for this episode, we actually found an article of the top 10 worst NHL teeth.
Not we. Danielle found it.
I found it.
I'm way impressed.
She's about to, for the first time, see all of the worst teeth. I've already looked through all of them. And the best thing about this article is that it also has quotes from the players, and it's just pretty hilarious because if you know hockey players, like I've told you, they just don't care that they're missing their teeth.
It's beyond my comprehension.
They're just kind of like, well, there goes my teeth, and we'll figure it out later.
Not replaceable.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to get, you know, implants eventually, but they're waiting until they're done playing.
It's just weird.
Okay. All right. So, we are going to look at our first beautiful mouth, Duncan Keith. He plays for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay.
This young fella is missing 7 of his teeth.
Wow. How many teeth are in a mouth?
I think it's like 52?
Okay. For 7 is a pretty large percentage.
Right.
And they're all in the front.
Right. And the craziest thing is it says that he lost all 7 of them at the same time during a game.
Wow.
So.
Totally worth it, I guess.
Totally worth it for the game. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Oh.
Beauty.
Oh.
Is a beauty, huh?
No. Is that what he looked like before?
No, that's someone else. But, okay. I mean, so what do you think? It's dateable?
Hideous.
Dateable?
Hideous.
So anyway, let's just... Let's get a better look. Look at him. Look at him. He's like, yeah, just missing a couple teeth. No big deal.
I don't know.
And let's take a pre teeth loss.
Oh, look, he's almost gorgeous. Looks normal.
He's really good looking.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to admit.
But there has to be, there's a point of pride with these guys, right? And losing your teeth means that you're a better player.
Losing your teeth means that you've kind of made it.
It's
a weird subculture. That would be a great thing to, like, study for a research project.
It would be. And, I mean, what if their wives lose their teeth? Would they be okay with that?
I'm not sure. That would be an interesting little segment.
Okay.
And this is pre, this is post.
Just, he looks like a homeless person.
Pre-post. Sorry. He does kind of look like a homeless person. Yeah. Oh, and look, there's his little daughter. How cute. And then there's this great meme. I made $40 from the Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
All right, on to the next.
Excited to see.
So this is Sean Couturier.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays for the Philadelphia Flyers. This is him pre-
Nice. Look at, he's kind of cute.
He's kind of cute.
Looks like a Frenchie.
This is post.
No.
And it looks like he's missing about, you know, three or four maybe.
You know what he looks like there? SpongeBob SquarePants.
He does kind of look like SpongeBob.
I called it. No, there he just looks like Bear Grylls without teeth in the woods of Alaska before they disappear and never return home.
How sad.
Yes.
I'm trying to see, does he have a good quote?
Yeah. Does he?
He's missing his 2 front teeth. This is someone saying that he's missing his 2 front teeth, but he looks pretty funny without them.
No.
From a teammate.
No, whatever. No da.
All right, are you ready for the next?
I'm...
This one is a keeper.
Really? What do you mean keeper? Meaning you would date him?
No.
You're
just going to love it.
Okay. Should I shut my eyes?
Maybe.
Okay.
This
Tell me
is,
when to look.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a weird name.
He's probably, you know, European. And he plays for the Capitals. And boy, is he a beaut. Look at him.
Oh! Wow. Interesting.
Describe to the listeners his look.
It's
so we can
just
really get an essence.
It's almost as though, you know those people that have gaps in the middle of their front teeth?
Uh-huh.
Like his gap just got extended.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Right.
It's weird because it's not, it's almost like in the middle. It's not to one side or the other.
Right. It is kind of a funky.
But I also must say they look somewhat yellow, which is another like.
It's very concerning.
Yeah. It's
like
a
he's
ding
not
down.
Brushing his teeth.
Yeah. What does that breath smell like?
I don't know, but look at this guy. It
Oh.
looks like he's been hit in the nose.
Top 10 ugliest athletes.
Oh, poor guy. Wow.
Wow.
That's from
from Penthouse. I mean, that's pretty, like, who wants that on their resume?
And also missing teeth.
And missing teeth and a big neck.
Yeah.
But he probably has like a beautiful wife. Does he have a beautiful wife?
I don't know. Let's take
a look.
Let's look
at the hockey wives of tomorrow.
And we should also.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, my
God. She's a babe. Oh. Wow.
Oh, it's his girlfriend. Oh, no, they're married now, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah. She looks Russian. He probably imported her because she's the only one who would deal with his teeth.
Wait, maybe this is a new one.
Ooh.
Jesus. How is he scoring these like supermodel ones? Is it just because
look
he makes money?
Look at that diamond.
Is it just because of the money? Is that?
Well, when he doesn't smile, he doesn't look that bad.
But his nose is kind of funky.
It is kind of funky.
And it looks like it's been broken like 50 times. Kind of like a fighter. You know how like UFC fighters, they always get their nose broken
yeah,
or something?
Probably has.
Anyway, well, she's pretty.
Yeah.
This is his quote, by the way, the best quote ever.
Yeah.
It makes me look hot. Girls like it. That was his quote about his missing teeth.
And then the
winner.
Author of the article said, well, I'm not sure that's true. When you're one of the top players in the NHL, it doesn't matter how many teeth you have. Or have not.
Exactly.
Very true.
All right. Ready for the next?
I don't know.
Maybe
I live in fear.
Maybe close your eyes. This
teethless
one's,
wonders.
This one's a good one.
All right. I'm looking out.
This is Chris Neal.
Okay. No.
He
no,
plays
you know
for
what?
The Ottawa Senators.
That's a pretty ugly mug.
And,
Oh, he's an enforcer. No wonder he has no teeth.
Yes.
See,
yeah, mostly enforcers are the ones that are losing your teeth.
Yeah.
Remember I told you
yes.
that Kopitar is not considered an enforcer, also not missing teeth. Those players, typically not the one to miss their teeth.
Well,
because they're not getting into altercations.
Right. This dude is a massive fighter.
But are you ready for the best picture of all?
Yeah. Oh.
Describe to the viewers.
Oh, what listeners. The hell is... What the... Is that water coming through the hole?
Yep.
It looks like he's peeing through his mouth.
Does everyone get that? Peeing through his mouth.
It's a long projectile squirt.
It looks like this is something he's known for doing because there's a couple pictures of him doing this.
Oh, and what is this? Is that like when it happened and the blood is just... Look, who? What
no.
Is that him?
No, that's someone else. That's
that
Matt
is
Cook.
Really ugly.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
No, this is him. Well, look, here's him getting into a fight. So you can kind of just see. It makes sense. So that's Chris Neal. A face only a mother could love.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Paul Stanza of the Avalanche. Look at that beaut.
It's beyond words.
He kind of looks like a hick, though.
He does.
He looks like a hillbilly.
And he's got a weird double chin.
Yeah.
In the making.
Yeah, and his forehead's kind of...
Yeah, and his nose is tweaked to the left or right, depending on your point of view.
Right.
It's tweaked.
It's definitely tweaked.
Yeah. They just mess up their faces. They just don't care.
He lost them when he was in seventh grade. So he's just been without teeth since seventh grade. What is the speech that you say to his parents?
How?
That's it? Just how?
How?
How did you
let that happen? But maybe they were like, he's playing hockey, and so we're just going to let it be because it's going to be another 20 years before he needs to replace them. But, you know, if you keep teeth out of your mouth that long, the rest of your teeth get janked up.
Yeah, because they move.
Yes.
That's just kind of how teeth work.
Right. And then you get all kinds of, like, weird infections, and you could die. These people could die.
These people could die. Let's see what his wife looks like. Because okay. I feel like that could be an interesting little trip.
And
don't you think?
I always want to see what their wives look like. Oh, no. Really? Is that her?
No.
Okay. Is that Beyonce?
No.
Oh.
His name is just really complicated.
Oh.
What is it like?
I'm getting all kinds of funky pictures.
I don't know. Well, anyway, let's move on to Matt Cook, which you pointed out earlier.
Move on to
he
Matt
plays
Cook.
For the Penguins. You already saw his little mishap.
That is grotesque.
Yeah. So just to give you guys an idea, bloody jersey, face all smashed into his helmet, and just teeth awry in all places of
bloody,
his mouth.
Blood. His entire face is ringed with blood.
Yeah.
And he's screaming.
And he's just a nasty mess.
Yes. But doesn't seem to care.
There you go.
What is this? Is this him, like, wearing a mask? In the hopes of not losing any more teeth?
I think because they... So that every... They do, like, a winter classic, and since he plays for the Penguins, it's outside in the snow.
Oh.
Whereas, like, our winter classic in L.A. is, like, in the sun in Angel Stadium. Okay. So, he's probably wearing it because his mouth gets cold.
So, how do they play in Angel Stadium if there's no ice?
They build an ice rink.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm gonna go ice skating.
It's really cool to see the, you know, like, they do those videos of them building it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cool little video of them building the...
When do they do that?
They do it, I believe, towards the beginning. Look at his wife.
Wifey.
Who are these people?
Wow.
Look at him. Missing teeth. His wife's, like, cute little blonde girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe
he's
more
so
men
excited,
need
too.
To be missing teeth and make a lot of money.
No. Well, yeah, it's that making a lot of money thing that really helps. And I guess I guess the wives figure when they're done playing hockey, they'll get teeth, and then, oh my God, who is that? What? Who? What? Look
Zach,
at his nose.
Zach Storny.
Stormy?
Storny. Storini. So I'm sorry if I butchered that.
Oh, wow. Who does he play for?
He's an interesting looking fella.
He looks like a Neanderthal.
He does look like a Neanderthal. Yet another guy with two front teeth.
He's 6'3" and 216 pounds, and he would be 217 pounds if he had those two front teeth, but they're gone. He's a big fella.
Well, he's just, like all players, waiting till the season ends to fix his teeth. Because that's what they do.
Mm.
They just wait.
Mm. All right.
How do we feel?
I want to take a bath.
You want to take a bath now that you've seen all these teeth?
Yeah, I need to clean myself off because it's...
Because it's just too much.
It's a shitty shame.
It's a shitty shame. You should lecture all of these men.
I would like to put them all in one room and tell and give them a what for. A mama what for.
Okay.
And then bring their parents in and say, what were you thinking?
Right. That would be a great, little break too.
You knew about the importance of teeth when you were 2 years old.
I still fear for my life when I don't brush my teeth at
night. Okay, good.
So it worked.
Yeah, I instilled.
Thoroughly.
Very good.
For those of you who don't know, my mother used to tell me that my teeth would rot out of my mouth if I didn't brush them. So even to this day, at 23 years old, I still fear of not brushing my teeth and waking up with no teeth in my mouth.
Yes. And you should.
So I couldn't imagine being one of these
guys. I mean, we
guys.
Have teeth conversations almost on a daily basis.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
We do.
Yeah.
When are you going to clean your teeth? Did you get your teeth cleaned?
Exactly.
Danielle, look at your teeth.
The struggle.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to our tireless banter about teeth. We'll be back with another episode next week. And thank you so much for joining us.
Teeth out.